Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A special electronic edition of our Beef Buzz for our website and our app as we visit with Gant Moyer of Oklahoma State University's Animal Science Department in just a moment. Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and of course on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, included about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
Talking today with Gant Moyer, of course, from Oklahoma State University. Gant, let's talk a little bit about this whole proposition of trying to add some value to our animals that we've got on our ranches right now. There's some things that we can do that'll make a difference when it comes to sale time, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. You know, it's that time of year again. We've had a little bit of rain. We got some forage, and people are starting to wean calves. And when I think of weaning calves, we can keep those calves back, vaccinate those calves, make them healthy for the next person who wants to purchase those calves. So I just think of it as if I'm buying calves or if you're buying calves, what type of animal do you want to buy? Of course, you want to be able to buy the nicest calf. You may pay a little bit more money, but you'll know it's a better value in the long run. So we need to think about that whenever we come into marketing these calves here this fall.
What is a nicer calf?
What is a nicer calf? Well, I guess when I think of a nice calf or a quality calf, first of all, the health of that calf is important. The genetics of that calf, one that has that can convert feed well, that does well on feed, that gains for you not only in the pasture but in the feedlot, have a little muscle to him, a little bone to him. So that is a relative term, but I think a lot of people would agree on the same specs.
Okay. Let's yeah, talk about the management practices. Uh-huh. There's some things that our guys can do, not that hard of things that they can do, that do make a difference in their payday.
Yep, absolutely. If we can just vaccinate those calves, if just get two rounds of vaccinations in them, booster those calves, get the health of those calves where we need them to be, 60% of the time we'll see increased value of those calves of anywhere between to $50 and $60 a head. Now, if we can keep them back for 45 days, we're going to put a little bit of weight on them. That value gain is really high right now, up a dollar to $1.15. And if we can do that, 80% of the time, we'll see $70 to $80 a head for that particular calf. Again, it just goes back to selling a quality product and the type of calf that you want to be able to pass along to the feedlot or to the stalker operator. You know, the other thing we need to think about is your own personal reputation. You know, when you market those calves, people realize which calves perform and do well, and they'll come back to you and want to be able to purchase those calves again.
And along those lines, when you start thinking about how you're going to merchandise those calves, you can actually hook yourself up to a variety of different programs. It seems like there's almost one on every street corner.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. There is a lot of programs out there, but they're all the same mentality of they want to climb up to that mountaintop and scream and say, hey, we verified a quality calf here for this producer. We can back it up with the third party verification. And what I mean like that is the OQBN VAC 45 program. There's a lot of corporate sponsored programs either through Zoetis or Boehringer Ingelheim or whatever it may be, but they're just screaming these are quality healthy cattle ready to go on into the feedlot or stalker operator. But what these programs do is someone is actually at the ranch verifying the products that you use to manage these cattle. They sign off on it, and it really just brings a little peace of mind to the people purchasing those cattle.
And that peace of mind translates into some tangible money, right?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Last year, Superior saw anywhere from $12 to $14 a hundredweight premium, and they do a very nice job of marketing those cattle. At our more local sale barns, we're about $12 a hundredweight premium locally through these type of programs, whether it be Tulsa, OKC West, McAllister. There's a lot of those sales out there. Mm-hmm. And the important thing is to just visit with your livestock market operator and get their opinion. They know what's going on in the markets day in and day out. And so they can put you in the pipeline and help you market those cattle the best of their ability to help you the most.
Specifically on the Oklahoma Quality Beef Network, how does a guy getting hooked up with that?
Yep, absolutely. Our county educators are top of the line and in the nation. And so you can either contact your local county extension educator or contact me directly, and we can put you in the pipeline of those cattle. OQBN.com. is a good resource to be able to do that. And again, it's fairly easy to do that. And of course, contact your local sale facility. And I know most of those guys, so they can get you in touch with me as well.
Value-added specialist at Oklahoma State University's Animal Science Department, Gant Moyer, joining us today on this electronic version of our Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.